Hey, everybody, and welcome to Disrupting the Music Biz, the only podcast that covers everything independent artists need to succeed in the music business today. We're going to be bringing you content from some of the industry's biggest heavy hitters and special guests with powerful insights into how you can make the jump from hobby to career. Make sure you're subscribed on iTunes and sign up on our email list to get updates of the newest episodes as they come out. We're going to be talking about a lot of really important stuff in the upcoming months, with crucial topics like songwriting that sells, how to land licensing deals with TV, film, and commercials, how to impress grant judges from organizations like Factor so you can get money to record your music, and so much more. So stay tuned, hit that subscribe button, and let's get rolling. Hey everybody, Angelo here from Zed Records, and today we're going to be talking about social media. It's going to be a topic actually that's going to be ongoing for the next little bit. We're going to be throwing a workshop on October 18th, it's a Saturday. It's going to be a 5-hour intensive on social media here in Toronto. So I'm going to give you some more information about that in a little bit. But today we're going to focus on three major mistakes that artists are making on social media and how you can fix them. Now, you're going to want to make sure that you're going to pick up a free copy of the Indie Artist's Guide to a Successful Music Career. You can get that at our website, that's zedrecords.com, Z-E-D-D records.com. Click on the main homepage slider and you'll be brought to a page where you can get the ebook instantly. It'll be sent to your email. So once you get it, on page 13, there is a website and social media checklist that's going to follow on those pages. And you're going to want to get that and follow along for this episode. There's going to be some stuff in there that you're going to want to take a look at. And it's going to be very important in the upcoming, especially the upcoming editions of the podcast and the following articles in the social media series that we're putting out here. Now, every artist I know wants to get more fans and followers to their social media accounts. And that's always the number one concern. It's like, how do I get more, you know, likes on my Facebook page? How do I get more followers on my Twitter page and on Instagram? And, you know, it's a simple question, but unfortunately, the answer isn't as cut and dry as I wish that it was. It's actually very simple to get more people, especially on Twitter, to start following you. Does that actually turn into paying fans? Does that turn into fans that actually follow you, share your music, and fall in love with, you know, the work that you create? The answer is no. The real question is, how do we get targeted fans that are actually going to turn into fans? So I should say, how can we get targeted followers or Facebook likes or whatever social media denomination we're talking about? And how are we going to convert that into actual results in our music career? So, you know, if you want to pursue music solely as a hobby and you don't care about making money, you don't need to worry about having a marketing strategy. But if you want to be in the music business and build a career, you need to start thinking more strategically about exactly how you're going to do that. You want more fans and followers that are actually going to convert to paying customers at some point, or you're not even going to be able to afford those ramen noodles you're eating every night. So you may not want to think about this as, you know, such a serious business, but at some point, if you actually want to have a career living off your music, you have to make that jump. And you know, there's a huge opportunity online to do that. So without wasting any more time here, let's get into the first mistake. So the first mistake that I see 99% of bands make, they have no clue who their target market is. They have no idea. They assume it's people maybe just like them, you know, that have the exact same music taste that they might have. But that's not always the case. Once you know who your target market is and the other artists that they love, it's very easy to find and interact with them. So here's what I would say is a simple three-step solution to fixing the target market problem. One, don't assume that your influences are your target market. Two of my favorite artists are the Beatles and Radiohead, but I sound absolutely nothing like either of them, And, you know, most diehard fans of those bands are probably very unlikely to like my music. You need to figure out what random people think your music sounds like. And I'm talking people that you've never met that have no connection to you, and use that information to target people that can turn into true fans. I mean, people that will buy your music, your merch, and go to your shows. Number two, figure out which major artists you sound similar to. Now, any true artist is going to hate figuring this out because it's a pain in the ass, but it's very, very important. When I say major artist, I don't mean like Lady Gaga necessarily, unless that's kind of the sound that you're going for. You're going for that big pop sound. When I say major artist, I really just mean an artist that has a decent enough following so that people are actively seeking out their music online. Now, I'm going to share a mini market research exercise you can easily execute to help you do this, but there are a couple examples that I want to give you first to get my point across. One, here's a bad example. You say, my music is punk rock meets hardcore disco mixed with reggae and funk, dude. That is not good. That tells me absolutely nothing about your music. If you are talking to a music supervisor for that places music for TV and film, or even a music supervisor in terms, or music director for a radio station, that's going to tell them nothing about your music. They have no idea what it's going to sound like. Now, if you were to say, for example, my music sounds like a rock and roll version of Maroon 5 meets Michael Jackson, that paints a picture that people can latch onto without ever hearing your music first. Now, that obviously is not going to be an example that's going to work for a lot of people. And you need to work really hard to figure out, you know, and articulate what is going to describe your music best and make it interesting at the same time so that you can kind of hook people in with your music by just using words instead of actually having to hear it. This is going to help you a lot in your career in so many different ways, especially when you're networking. So the third step in the solution of fixing the target market problem is determine which major artists your true fans adore. Now, you need to find the common denominators about your fans. What are the most common major artists that your fans tend to love? You can use this information to easily target people that are sharing content from those artists on social media. So I want to tell you a little mini market research test that you can do to kind of hone in on artists that you might sound like and figure out who might be within your target market. So, you know, keep in mind, this isn't scientific by any means. This is just a simple way for you to get your head moving in this direction and getting an objective opinion. So an objective opinion from an outside source. You're too close to your music to make decisions in a practical way. You make emotional decisions. So the mini market research test, step one, ask your friends. Now, this is anyone of your friends or family members to casually play your music to somebody that you don't know personally. So, you know, if you're going to ask your mom, it has to be somebody that doesn't know you. They have to show it to one of their friends or maybe one of their friends from work or something. If it's one of your buddies, you know, ask them to listen to this song on Facebook or something to somebody that you don't mutually know. Okay. So number two, get an honest opinion of what they think of it before your friend actually tells them it's somebody that they know. Number three, ask them which artists they believe it sounds similar to. Number four, ask them if they like it. If so, ask them what other artists they like. Get their top three favorite artists. If they don't like it, then do the same thing. What are their top three favorite artists? In both cases, it's good to know, because once you hone in more on the people that don't like your music, you can stay away from similar artists that you see popping up. If I realize that people that Lady Gaga don't like my music, but people that like Tom Waits really like my music, you know, that's both information that I can use to hone in on my target market. So number six, use that information to start creating an objective perspective on your music and the potential people you should start targeting. So I kind of already said that, but let's move on to mistake number two. So this is the second most common mistake that I see artists and musicians making on social media. Your content doesn't appeal to new fans. So fans of your music already know they like you, but the fans that haven't heard of you yet aren't looking for you. So how do you get their attention? You have to give them something that they're looking for. They don't know they're looking for you. So what do? The simplest way, honestly, is to record videos of yourself performing popular cover songs of artists that share a similar target market to you. And I kind of already let you in on this tip somewhat just before this, but I know some artists get a little cocky and they feel above the whole cover song thing, but there are so many great artists that built insanely massive global audiences exclusively on YouTube and social media. You cannot ignore this. You don't have to be Justin Bieber to be successful. There's artists like Walk Off the Earth, Mike Tompkins, Tyler Ward. The first two that I just mentioned, Walk Off the Earth and Mike Tompkins, those are Canadian artists. They've all built incredibly successful careers that started out with home-produced videos of cover songs. Now, all of them moved into successfully releasing original music and now have amazing careers. So here's a pro tip. If you want to intercept a large amount of traffic in your target market, do a cover song by a major artist that's similar in sound to you that hasn't been released as a single yet. So this takes a little bit of research. You have to listen to the latest, hottest records just as they're coming out and try to pick the singles that haven't yet been released yet and create a killer cover song video before they've actually blown up. This is going to give your video a running start and a huge advantage once people actually start searching for that song. So here's a little tip on how to title your YouTube covers to get more views. Make sure that you title your cover song videos just like this: the song title, hyphen, the original artist name, and then in brackets, cover. Now, if you want to do in brackets acoustic cover or whatever, that's fine, but just put in brackets cover. This is how somebody is most likely to search for a cover of their favorite song. So don't worry about the fact that your name isn't in the title. Don't put your name at the beginning and then say official cover video or that crap. Remember, people who have never heard of you, they don't know that they're looking for you yet. In the event that somebody does search for your specific cover, they're going to find your video as long as you've properly named your channel. Now, it's very unlikely as an indie artist that you're going to have troubles with people finding videos when they're searching for your specific artist name, unless you picked an artist name that's like super generic, like, I don't know, Cat Videos or something. If your band name is called Cat Videos, there's a bajillion things titled on YouTube that it's going to pick up first. So, you know, you don't have to worry as much about optimizing for your name, unless, of course, you have a super generic name, in which case that might not have been the best marketing decision, but that's another case altogether. I really, really would encourage you to try to start thinking outside the box. You know, cover song videos are great, and for most artists, that's all they've ever needed to attract a huge audience, but you might decide you want to spice it up with some other ideas, and that's totally cool and awesome. So this is where your creativity can really set you apart. Now, a great example is a friend of mine, Andrew Kessler, who created a hilarious YouTube video called How to Make Sexy Music. Now, it's a totally comedic video that shows off his musical talent and his chops as a legit artist, but it's also really funny. You know, he shows kind of how to create this cliche kind of sexy sounding R&B style music, and he's playing all the instruments. And it's very funny. I've actually included a link to it in the article. So if you can go to the main article on the Zed Records blog, you can see it. It's embedded. Or you can search Andrew Kessler, How to Make Sexy Music. What makes Andrew's video so brilliant is that it's shareable. And people that see it pop up randomly on the suggested videos area on YouTube are pretty likely to watch it, even though they've never heard of Andrew before. You know, consider the possibility that it's far more likely that a video called How to Make Sexy Music is going to get shared more than a random music video. It has a wider appeal and opens the door for you to win over a new fan, so they actually become more receptive to hearing your other material when they stumble upon it. And whatever you do, just try to be yourself and find your element. That's where you're going to make the greatest content. And don't try to be something that you're not. People are going to sniff out a fraud instantly online. It's going to take some experimentation, but the point is you have to actually strive to make content that's going to entertain people and not just constantly promote your shit all the time. It's not going to get the reception that you are looking for, and you need to actually get results from your efforts or else you're just wasting your time. So that actually leads us into the final social media mistake musicians make. You don't understand how to engage people. You may have heard people throw around the term engagement when describing what's important on social media. It's one of the buzzwords that you'll hear if you're ever looking into or reading about social media marketing. But what do people mean by that? A helpful analogy is to imagine social media for musicians as being at a house party, except with a lot less booze. You don't meet people in a party and start pitching your band off the get-go and shoving your iPod earbuds into ears and making people listen. Why would you do that on social media? So the point is that there's something called the rule of seven. And the rule of seven is an old advertising saying. I don't know if it's actually based on real science, but there's some truth in it regardless, that a customer needs to see your advertisement a minimum of 7 times before they actually take action. This applies to hearing your song on the radio and seeing you pop up on social media. Now, I'm not prepared to say that somebody is going to go out and buy your music because you bonded over a few tweets about the Tim Hortons Oreo donut, which is kick-ass, by the way. The point is that it will keep you top of mind and build trust as they become more familiar with you. Now, it might seem counterintuitive, but valuable engagement often starts out as seemingly insignificant conversation. Maybe you're commenting on the fact that Krispy Kreme donuts are almost always far superior to Tim Hortons. Duh. This is the same stuff that you would do with the connections you have in real life, or if you're talking at a house party. The idea is to just build relationships. It might seem very basic, but that's how it's done. You actually need to get people interested in who you are as a person before they actually give a shit about what you're trying to say and what you're trying to sell them. Obviously, it's about who you know, so why don't you start meeting more people? Forbes magazine reports year after year that the best way to get a job is through networking. We've all gotten a job through a friend, family member, or acquaintance of some sort over the years, and succeeding in music will depend on similar skills in that sense. It's not what you know, it's who you know, and you're going to need a lot of friends to succeed in this business. So start building relationships on social media through trust and being genuinely interested in connecting with new people. People can sniff out a fraud with an agenda immediately, and they ignore them. So it's not going to happen overnight doing it this way, but if you're in this for the long haul, you want to start doing it right now, because in a few years, you'll have a serious asset when your social media following has grown to higher numbers while maintaining a high degree of loyalty. So that's going to wrap kind of what we're talking about this time. And, you know, we barely scratched the surface here. I know I haven't really talked about how to get more followers specifically, but these mistakes were really important to cover because you can start following new people and you can start trying to interact with people, but you need to understand the fundamentals and some of the major mistakes that have been holding a lot of artists back this whole time before you can really make a strategy that's going to work on the long term. So in the next episodes, we're going to discuss specifically strategies for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, how to get more followers, because I know everybody wants to know that. And we're also going to talk about a little bit more about how to make the great content that I've been describing, what that means, how often you should post it, and more detail about the whole self-promotional thing. Obviously, you need to promote yourself and you need to get results at some point. How can you get the results you want without turning anybody off on social media? We're going to talk about all of that stuff. You guys got to go get the ebook at zedrecords.com. So that's zeddrecords.com. And you'll see the ebook on the front homepage. It's the Indie Artist's Guide to a Successful Music Career. There's over 100 steps, tools, and resources for building a full-time income in the music business. So there's 25 questions that you can ask yourself to determine if your songs are actually hit song quality. We talk a lot about how to get grants, how to get licensing on TV and film and commercials. It's a very good resource, and it's laid out like a big checklist. So page 17 is actually where we have the social media section and the website section, and we're going to go into more depth in the next article on the blog, as well as the next and coming episodes on the podcast, going more into social media strategy. And if you're in Toronto or the Toronto area, we're having a social media workshop for musicians in Toronto on Saturday, October 18th. So this is a 5-hour social media intensive for musicians. It's going to be hosted by myself with Mark Zubek, the man. We're going to be doing it from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. And we're going to be talking way in depth about all this stuff. And we're going to have a huge Q&A section as well. I'm going to have a projector up, and we're actually going to go through, and I'm going to show you how I actually build a following step by step. It's the perfect primer for any artist, band, or singer-songwriter that's trying to promote themselves. There's going to be a lot of information that's going to be valuable, not just to artists, but those who work with artists. So if you're a manager, or if you're an independent label rep, anybody that is involved in promoting anything in the music business online, this is going to be for you. So give us a shout at info@zedrecords.com. We're going to have really limited tickets. And I know a few of you have already sent me some emails about it. So it's going to be a blast. And I'm looking forward to seeing you guys. But in the meantime, keep rocking. And I'll see you on the next episode of the Zed Records podcast. Till then, cheers. I think she could be-